Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Dr. Stan Napper joined Houston Baptist University in 2017. He is the Dean of the College of Science and Engineering and is a professor of engineering. Dr. Napper launched the university's engineering programs, cyber engineering, electrical engineering, and computer science. And the university recently combined the former College of Engineering with the former College of Science and Mathematics. You can learn more about it at hbu.edu/cose. That's you've done a lot in a short time.
It's been a power-packed 2 years for sure.
I mean, it really
moving my family and getting to know the university administration, recruiting students, recruiting faculty, starting up a new program. And now, with the science programs and the math programs together with engineering, getting to know the new faculty, the new students, new to me, and then working to build a vision and a plan together.
So let's explain COSE and the amalgamation of that together.
Sure, and we are the COSE College. I'm not afraid to use that acronym and that explanation because we're working together as a family to achieve a vision that will benefit the university, benefit our students, and we hope and pray benefit the kingdom of our Lord.
Amen. So tell me, COSE.
That's the College of Science and Engineering. That includes the engineering programs that you just mentioned that we started here 2 years ago. And it includes the longstanding programs that HBU has offered in biology, chemistry, physics, math, and then biochemistry and molecular biology is another degree there.
When you talk about cyber engineering, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I hear tons of things about cyber engineering and cyber warfare. And you know, it's just kind of the rage of the hour. What is the vision in the development of cyber engineering at HBU, electrical engineering, computer science under your leadership?
Those three programs are related, and cyber engineering is a relatively new program within all of academia, but it's geared toward addressing the problems that big companies, financial companies, manufacturing companies, chemical processing companies, oil and gas, healthcare providers, they face cybersecurity issues that include their control systems, their valves and pumps and meters and imaging devices and any other thing that you can imagine that is now connected to each other, connected to the World Wide Web, and therefore a risk for attack. So cyber engineers are uniquely prepared to address the problems at the interface of devices and data, hardware and software.
So, you know, when you talk about cyber engineering and innovating that program, I remember when you came here, Dr. Napper, I mean, you came here with a tremendous energy to launch that was, I mean, not an easy assignment by any means. And God really added his favor to everything you had done and your colleagues have done. You build a great team over there. How did the whole idea come about, and where do you see it going 5 years from now?
Well, cyber engineering grew out of a need within industry for professionals that were trained in both information technology and operational technology. And that, in my view, is an engineering degree that can address that the best. And there's at least one other university that had looked at cyber engineering. The advisors to Dr. Sloan here at HBU had seen that cyber engineering program and saw that as a need for the Houston metro area in particular. So that was a good starting place. But cyber engineering also sits in the middle of electrical engineering and computer science, which are more traditional career pathways. So that's why we decided to offer all three of those degrees.
Now, computer science, I mean, there's got to be just a plethora of jobs available.
Huge. The nation as a whole doesn't have enough young people of any background and education preparation going into STEM fields, from biology, chemistry, the traditional sciences, to the wide variety of engineering programs that are available. We need more. Our nation needs them. And to think about Christian scientists and engineers entering that field, that's an even greater need. I see this, the work that we do here, as a mission, as a calling. We are serving our Lord as we develop these programs, as we develop the graduates, and as they go out and begin to address the technical challenges from a Christian worldview.
So when you think of the College of Science and Engineering, translate to me those majors or those particular areas of study and the variety of jobs that's available okay. once you're degreed.
Sure. We are seeing and we are building a network of industry partners from oil and gas to healthcare to building and construction, real estate management, transportation, especially the ports and the security around cargo ships and loading and unloading those ships, and financial, legal services. All of them are vulnerable to different types of attacks, and they need people who understand how to communicate, how humans communicate, how they communicate with each other, how they communicate with technology, how they employ scientific principles to develop better solutions. And I think the real value in bringing the science programs and the engineering programs together is that when you work as a professional, you may have a title of engineer or scientist, but you're working as a person, an individual with a wide variety of backgrounds and courses and professors, and all of those come to bear on the problems that you face. So there's an advantage our students being able to interact as freely with the science professors as they do the engineering professors. And the curricula, if you were to dive into the degree program and all the courses that are taken by physics majors, by engineering majors, there's a lot of overlap, and we need to make those intersections explicit and clear and give the students some practice in seeing how they work together.
And so on a logistical standpoint, how easy has it been to create the new College of Science and Mathematics and to bring this together?
So ideally, these programs do work together and should work together. I have experience in working with engineering and science programs together because I was dean of a College of Engineering and Science at another university before I came here.
In Louisiana.
At Louisiana Tech University. For 9 years, I was dean of a combined college with the same programs. And over 9 years, we were able to find more and more ways to integrate those subjects, the students, the professors. So I'm looking forward to finding those ways that the science faculty, the engineering faculty can work together to deliver a better academic product, but also to prepare the students better for the kinds of environments that they will work in, which are interdisciplinary.
You know, I was reading that, you know, North Korea had this incredible cyber attack mechanism that they were using, you know, and pretty efficient mm-hmm. in cyber attacking. And, you know, it's a little bit spooky when you get on the internet of security.
Sure.
Well, I think. And, in Europe, as you know, the European Union is not like in America, the Germans and others. Are very much, making legal maneuvering about privacy of data.
Yes.
And I've been to Germany several times in the last few years where they actually said to me, we're not like you Americans, where we just throw everything up on the mm-hmm. web and we don't have any sense about the way that can and will be used against you.
So you're right that cyber crime, cyber warfare has changed. If we ever thought of that as being rogue actors, we must think of them now as being as organized as any organized crime that's ever existed, and as any big business that ever existed. You can buy and sell software devices, software tools, software programs to do very specific types of attacks. So if you are malicious mm-hmm. for whatever reason, you can shop online for the tools you might use to be a more effective criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to think about our defense in a more organized way as well. It's not a matter of just putting in the latest firewall or antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of designing security into the systems before we put them out in the field or in the plant. That's why I think our nation needs more cyber engineers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to design in the security from the beginning instead of trying to protect something that was built a long time ago and that never anticipated these types of attacks or sophistication.
And I was reading in Kiplinger that, what is it, Equifax or one of the credit, you know, bureaus, I mean, millions of data that, you know, they're settling lawsuits now in the quazillion of millions mm-hmm. of dollars. And you've got a mm-hmm. major, and I don't know if it was Equifax yeah. or whichever one it was, but a company that big, yet that vulnerable. And yet, we've seen this in a number of different industries where data has been hacked, hijacked, mm-hmm. and now litigation ensues. It's costing these companies, particularly their insurance providers, mm-hmm. millions and millions of dollars. Yeah.
So that's another whole field, the cyber insurance. And that's what most companies and probably some governments are doing now, is buying insurance specifically for cyber attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's going to happen. They know they're going to lose money. And so we'll hedge our bets by purchasing this insurance. But how does the insurance company evaluate the risk, the threats, and the monetary value of those? I think that's another place where it helps to use people that are trained in both the technology and the software to help that.
I mean, the irony of a country as impoverished as North Korea that it's so efficient in cyber attack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's kind of unbelievable. 25 million yeah. people, two-thirds of them are starving to death, and yet they've got this formidability yeah. in cyber
sure.
attack.
Sure, they've seen the value of putting troops together. You have to think of them like organized troops and
sure.
platoons with commanding officers, but instead of being in the field with guns, they're in the lab or the office with computers.
And so the degrees offered at HBU, are they undergraduate or and graduate?
All of our degrees right now are BS level degrees, undergraduate degrees. Maybe there'll be a day, and there is a demand that would suggest we should create graduate level programs for that. But for now, especially in engineering, as we're just getting started, we want to do a good job on those programs, and then we'll think of ways to expand.
And so then the students that come to HBU and complete their undergraduate degree, what will be their trajectory beyond that level?
Most of them will go directly to deployment. The demand
really?
With among the jobs that are available is huge and growing. The number of jobs in the Houston metro area that are available today, posted online for cybersecurity professionals, is about 25% above where it was 2 years ago when I came.
Wow.
There's a national tracking program for cybersecurity jobs, and it's over 4,000 now. It was about 3,000 when I came here 2 years ago.
And so with an undergraduate degree, you can, boom, start in employment and probably yeah. continue your education track.
You could, but especially in computer science, electrical engineering, cyber engineering, even some of the science programs, there's such a demand for employees with these skills that you would be directly beneficial. In fact, as a university, we'll have to fend off those that would want to hire them before they finish.
Really?
We'll have to motivate them like college athletes have to be motivated to finish their degree instead of going directly to professional athletics.
Now, tell me why you're sold on the mission of Houston Baptist University to the point that we took you out of Louisiana mm-hmm. and made you a Texan.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
So the mission of HBU and the central confession that Jesus Christ is Lord is the central confession of my life. And even though I was at one place for a long time, I always would ask the Lord, if there's another place He wants me to be, I'll do that. We'll move my family. And every time that I prayed that in the past, it seemed like there was another job for me to do where I was. Another job in my church, another job at the university. Until the last time when I prayed that, it seemed like the answer was different and that God was calling me here. I'm excited to be able to introduce my students to the Lord. introduce them to the idea that that God's word is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, that God himself is real, true, and alive, and active in our world today, active in your life, active in my life. I'm excited to share my testimony with the students and with the faculty and try to help them see that vision and how they can implement that vision in their own classrooms. That's one reason why I'm here, for sure.
Well, you know, I have to say that the Christian value, the Christian message, the Christian experience through Jesus Christ, coupled with cyber engineering, electrical, I'm sure that's not the normal deal. And I mean, if someone asked me what I felt like one of the biggest mission fields in the world was, I'd say the Silicon Valley.
Yes.
And it is notable that we have these areas of study with a Christian worldview. And that the student is not just getting degreed, but they're also getting exposed and indoctrinated in the tenets of Christianity at HBU and these significant area of studies.
It's so important. From engineering, where so many decisions, especially in cybersecurity, are ethical decisions. The threats are human threats, even more than technical threats. And so someone with a foundation and principles that would guide them to ethical decision-making, like I think Christian principles would do, are going to be very valuable in a practical way. But I think on the science side, if we can do a good job of preparing scientists who also have Christian principles and values, they are desperately needed in all the places where scientists gather, all the universities and professional conferences where scientists seem to oppose the Christian worldview. We need to prepare someone who can stand for our values.
Could not agree more. Dr. James Tour at Rice University is a great model to me. That's what we need, men like him. I mean, this is Dr. Stan Napper, who is the Dean of the College of Science and Engineering, Professor of Engineering at Houston Baptist University. There's a lot of opportunity here in this unique college, hbu.edu. Cozy?
Cozy.
That's a rather cozy term, C-O-S-E. Learn more about it. You can call 281-649-3211. No question that we don't have people standing by to help you. And remember, it is the giving of men and women that help these new, very strategic outreaches of HBU move further. So continue to remember HBU and your charity giving at hbu.edu/giving. Dr. Napper, thank you so much. We are so excited about what you're doing, and it's going to be exciting to just kind of keep in touch as it grows and goes.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.